security expert says the more than a dozen women and children who returned to Australia last night with ties to the self-proclaimed Islamic State group could be monitored for years to minimise any potential security threat. The family were greeted at the airport by police, supporters and media after returning home from years held in a Syrian refugee camp. Three Australian women among the group were arrested on arrival, and they're expected to face court on slavery, crimes against humanity and terror charges. Extremism researcher from Deakin University, Dr. Josh Roos, told ABC News Breakfast that the authorities' priority will be supporting the children among the returned group as they adapt to life in Australia.
Based on what we saw last night, one of the questions will be, what ecosystem are these children stepping back into? Mm-hmm. Is there a support? Because we know that a very small section, but not insignificant section of communities hold those beliefs. And the question is, are they stepping back into that world and that environment, or are they going to be given the opportunity to go to school, to socialise and to effectively become reintegrated into Australian norms and society?